Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Saturday Stories. Leadership Kit, Work Hard After the Bell. Before we jump into today's story, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is early mornings. There's something about starting the day before everything gets loud that just feels right. The second thing that I'm thankful for is moments where students surprise you when they go a little further than expected or show growth you didn't see coming. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is routines. The small things we do every day that don't feel big in the moment, but build something over time. Well, it's Saturday, which means it's time for another Saturday story from the Leadership Kit. We just finished talking about decision-making, starting, trying, learning from mistakes, thinking before acting. Now we move into something that shows up every single day. Effort. Because decisions matter, but effort is what sustains them. Let's step into the story. Now, this episode is part of the Leadership Kit. The value that we are focusing on this week is effort. The skill students are practicing is work hard. And the story you're about to hear is called After the Bell. The characters in this story are Aaliyah, Jaden, Sophia, Mateo, and Leo. I'm going to read the story all the way through with no interruptions, and I'm just going to have you listen, and then we'll talk about it. All right, let's get started. After the bell. The bell rang. Chairs slid back. Backpacks zipped. Voices filled the room. Let's go, Mateo said, already halfway to the door. Jaden grabbed his stuff. I'm out. Sophia stacked her papers neatly. Aaliyah stayed seated. Leo noticed. You're staying? He asked. Aaliyah nodded toward her work. I didn't finish this part. Leo looked at the clock. We've got like 2 minutes. Yeah, she said. That's enough to get started. Jaden looked back from the doorway. You can just do it tomorrow. Aaliyah shook her head. I'd rather not start behind. Mateo shrugged. That's fair. Leo sat back. I'll stay for a minute too. They worked quietly. Just a few more lines. A couple more corrections. Nothing big. The room emptied. The noise faded. The bell for the next class hadn't even rung yet. Jaden peeked back in. You still working? Aaliyah smiled slightly. Just finishing something I already started. Later that day, when they came back to it, she wasn't catching up. She was ready. Sometimes effort doesn't look loud. Sometimes it's just choosing not to stop. Well, that's our story, y'all. And the skill focus there is work hard. Effort isn't always big, y'all. It is not always dramatic. Sometimes it's small. It's quiet. It's consistent. It's doing a little more when it would be easy to stop. It's finishing what you've started. Leadership shows up in those moments. And so when you take this story, y'all, with and working, using this story with students, of course, with the discussion piece, bringing in with students, you start with the reflection, of course, saying something like, hey, have you ever stopped something and then had to work twice as hard later? And then bringing in the noticing element where you say, hey, why did Aaliyah keep working after the bell? Or what did Leo choose to do? You could also ask, what was the result later? And then as you get later in the week, you could ask students, hey, what does effort look like in small moments? You could also ask, why is it easy to stop when others stop? So that you could have a lot of good conversation around that. You could also ask, hey, how can doing a little extra now help you later? See, those types of things, those discussion questions can really make impactful discussions happening in the classroom. And when you're using, when you're talking about the story and going through it, sharing it, talking, doing a discussion piece, it's important for you as a funky teacher to talk to students about, hey, this week is about consistency, not perfection, consistency. And as the week goes on and you're referencing back to the story, you can name effort moments. Like, hey, you kept going. Or, hey, you finished what you started. Or pointing out to students, hey, what I just saw, that was effort. Students often think that effort means working longer. And, you know, that this helps them to see that sometimes effort means working a little longer when it matters. That's the part of it, when it matters. So if you want the printable version of this story with teacher questions and a student handout you can use with students, you can find it at beafunkyteacher.com. It is free for classroom use. And as you head into the week, here's the leadership focus, y'all. Effort isn't about being the best. It's about being consistent, doing the small things, finishing what you start, because those small moments, they build something bigger. Well, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think if you found value in this episode today. And as you go into your next week ahead, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky.